Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 378 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. And I saw white smeared where the chips had been cut out, and there were also some dark spots over the chipped out places. It was just as though somebody had taken a cloth and rubbed some white substance around in a circle, about 8 inches in diameter. This white stuff covered all of the dark spots. I didn't note any unusual sign of nervousness about Frank in his office. There wasn't any trembling or anything of that sort at that time. On Tuesday night, April 29th, Black Mr. Frank and myself were together, and Mr. Black told Mr. Frank that he believed Newt Lee was not telling all that he knew. I also said to Mr. Frank that Newt knew more than he was telling, and that as he was his employer, I thought he could get more out of the nigger than we could, and I asked him if he would consent to go into a room as employer and employee and try to get it out of him. Mr. Frank readily consented, and we put them in a private room. They were together there for about 10 minutes alone. When about 10 minutes was up, Mr. Black and I entered the room, and Lee hadn't finished his conversation with Frank and was saying, "Mr. Frank, it is awful hard for me to remain handcuffed to this chair," and Frank hung his head an entire time the Negro was talking to him, and finally, in about 30 seconds, he said, "Well, they have got me too." After that, we asked Mr. Frank if he had gotten anything out of the Negro, and he said, "No." Lee still stuck to his original story. Mr. Frank was extremely nervous at that time. He was very squirmy in his chair, crossing one leg after the other, and didn't know where to put his hands. He was moving them up and down his face, and he hung his head a great deal of the time while the Negro was talking to him. He breathed very heavily and took deep swallows. His eyes were about the same as they are now. The story between Lee and Frank.